This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Concerts, a little art, a grand opening, all on the entertainment and events agenda for this upcoming July weekend. And joining me for our regular Thursday preview is Andy Smith, arts and culture editor of Charlotte Magazine. Hi there, Andy.
How you doing, Mark?
Great. Hey, let's begin over at the McCall Center for Art and Innovation on the north edge of Uptown Charlotte, an event this evening titled Stimulus Origins at McCall Center. What's going to be happening there?
It's a discussion with this group of artists like Chris Clamp and D'Angelo Dia, where they talk about this idea of the significance of the object in art, still life being a big example of that in visual art and painting. Chris Clamp is this sort of Charlotte gem of a painter who's does incredible realistic portraits of usually single objects with sort of simpler backgrounds. And there's something that comes through. It's a little metaphysical in each of those pieces. And he'll talk about how he does that. And the other artists will as well. I love these artist discussions, especially when they're kind of talking about the same thing, but how it's exhibited through each of their practices, especially when you're talking about these artists who are, some are portraits, some are doing still life, some are doing performance art even. So how do you make something that's personal to you mean something to somebody else? And I think that's a really cool way to look at it.
Okay. And what time this evening at the McCall Center?
That'll be 6:30 p.m. tonight.
All right. Conversation there, maybe a little contemplation this evening. Come tomorrow night, though, the chance to turn up the volume. All right. That's Flo Rida, one of the three acts coming to Charlotte's PNC Music Pavilion for a Midsummer Night's concert.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us more.
Well, everybody knows Nelly, former owner of the Charlotte Bobcats, but also a pop star, especially with the Southern rap genre sort of really breaking through in the 2000s. His Hot in Here song will mean a lot to us out in the sun in Charlotte. But the cool thing about this summer show is it'll be at night, so it'll be a little bit cooler than the usual summer fare outside. But you also have TLC, of course, luminaries of the 90s. And so, No Scrubs will certainly be one of those you have to expect it hits that'll be coming up that night. Uh-huh. So it'll be a good time.
Kind of a, for that genre and era, kind of a blockbuster lineup.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, definitely. If you, especially for the millennials out there, I think it'll be more their childhood will be coming through than anything. So
okay. That's at PNC Music Pavilion Friday night.
That's right.
Saturday, Andy, there's a grand opening for a new establishment in Plaza Midwood, right?
Yes, this is Plaza Midwood, a penthouse, which is it's a novel concept as far as, you know, the self-serve tap room thing is kind of taking off everywhere. And the people behind Hoppin are doing this place as well, but they also have duck pin bowling at the bottom floor. And duck pin, most people know it's a smaller version. But it's still a lot of fun, and I still feel like it might be a little bit safer than the axe throwing trend that's also happening. it's just a fun thing to do. They have 70 self-serve taps, which is crazy, using this, it's called iPour it technology. It's, beer heads would, you know, actually know the ins and outs of that, but I think it's 70 taps is, I think, the headline there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it'll be a good time. Just something fun to do. So another, I think, you know, people talk a lot about the brewery scene here and is there a bubble? Will there be a bubble? I don't think I believe that, but I do think that it, you know, to stand out, having stuff like duck pin bowling is a really good idea.
All right. Well, if folks are looking for some international flavor this weekend, where might they find that?
Well, the Charlotte Columbian Festival, Symphony Park. It's going to be an awesome festival. Grupo Niche, which is one of the biggest Colombian salsa bands ever, are going to be there. So if you're a fan of Colombian dance, food, music, this is like really the place to be. And Symphony Park is really... It's just one of those cool backdrops, the water there. You know, if you've ever been to Charlotte Symphony when they do their concerts there, it's always a great time. Sounds amazing. And yeah, it's just a good location down there. It's a good time. And I think that starts at noon, so it'll be an all-day fair.
All afternoon, Columbian Festival in Symphony Park. Andy, it sounds like another busy summer weekend.
It is. Yeah, it just keeps getting busier, it seems, every year. So, yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Andy Smith is arts and culture editor of Charlotte Magazine.